Welcome to this week's episode of The Art of Authenticity. I'm Laura Coe, your host, and thanks again for tuning in. So I wrapped up the five-step series that I've done, and I was thinking about them, and I was thinking about the notes that I've gotten from all of you. Thank you again for taking the time to send an email or just drop me a note. I really appreciate it. Anybody out there that is thinking about it, really just drop over to your email, laura@lauraco.com. I love hearing from you. You know, have a moment of authenticity. Tell me the truth. Tell me what's really on your mind. It would be an awesome experience to hear from you. So after I did this series, I was thinking, what is it that I really wanted to talk about next? And it hit me. I've talked to, I think, over 65 people about what authenticity means to them, right? At the end of every podcast, I ask them this question, what does it mean? And there is definitely a pattern. People say similar things. But what about what authenticity is not? What isn't it, right? Everybody's talking about what it is, what their definition of it is, what it looks like in life, what it looks like over a career or over decades, how it changes, how you can get more in touch with it. But what is it not? So today I wanted to talk about what authenticity is not, because I think there's equally a lot of misconceptions. And the first thing that came to mind when I thought of this is that authenticity is not perfection. Authenticity is not that I have found my true voice and now I am going to always speak from my truth and never, ever, ever mess up. So it is about noticing when you mess up and trying to recover and forgiving yourself and moving back into, you know, your alignment, what is meaningful to you, and getting back in touch with what matters to you. It's about being real in every moment, not perfect. And sometimes, you know, you're trying to be real, but you're just not. But at least you notice and you try to move forward. So definitely not perfection. It's also not simple. It's not easy to find your truth. The world is so overwhelming, particularly these days. There's so much conflict in politics and everybody is on edge right now. It is not simple to tap into what you really need in a given moment. Today, I took myself over to the yoga studio. I haven't gone in a while. I do a home practice, but I really needed to be in a room with other yogis. It's something that's meaningful to me. I usually feel bad about taking the time because it adds so much to the day to get there, to get back, to wait for class. But it was just amazing. It's exactly what I needed. And by the way, I ended up being 10 times more productive with the rest of my day. It's also not about pleasure, right? Authenticity is not about feeling good, feeling happy. This is the most important thing I could possibly say to anybody listening. Authenticity is not the same as that feeling you have when you've had a pleasure point, sex, food, buying a new object, right? Pleasure, things that feel good in a moment. It's not the same. Authenticity is diving deeper in. It's diving into purpose. It's diving into fulfillment. It's finding the things that lift you up and sustain you and bring you alive. So it isn't pleasure. Pleasure comes, it goes. I like pleasure. Don't get me wrong. I'm not averse to pleasurable things, but don't confuse that with authenticity. Authenticity is more about being real and truthful in the moment, not about just finding pleasure. Equally, it's not about avoiding pain. You can't really be authentic if you're running from pain all the time and trying to find pleasure points. That's just you trying to get those dopamine hits, feeling good, you know, getting the endorphins going. This is about finding the things that mean something to you and working at them. It's hard. Authenticity is not easy, right? It's hard to do. So it's really not about finding pleasure. It's about finding contentment. I remember hearing people talk about contentment and joy. I thought, what are those things? Those things come from putting the work in towards the purpose, the thing that matters to you, and honoring that most of the time, not all of the time. And over time, you start feeling this deeper contentment. Authenticity is also not selfish. I hear this a lot. If I really do what I want, if I say what I want, if I'm honest with myself, it's selfish. If you think about a spectrum, right? If selfish is on one side, And on the other side is total selflessness, right? We're not trying to be selfless and we're not trying to be selfish. We're trying to honor ourselves in various moments. So sometimes you have to be a little selfish, right? Sometimes you have to draw boundaries. Things are not acceptable to you. Hopefully the people around you understand. And sometimes, you know, you're selfless and you do things for the bigger cause. I don't always want to do things for my job that are required or for my family life, but it's still authentic to me because the bigger picture is still meaningful to me. So it's not selfish and it's not selfless, but it's about being true again to this is what I want in the bigger picture. So sometimes I'm behaving in a selfless way and sometimes it's selfish because it's just not going to work for me. But this idea that it's selfish and that's such a big negative, that I take such issue with. It really was something that I struggled with more than anything. I don't want to be selfish. Being honest with yourself is not selfish. You don't want to hurt the people around you, right? But they're somewhere in between. And the last thing is, there's no guaranteed outcomes, right? If you follow your path, if you follow what is meaningful to you, it doesn't mean that the world is going to immediately in your time frame give back what you want. So it doesn't guarantee financial outcomes or success at a certain pace. Sometimes it can be long and grueling. It actually requires patience and trust and faith that doing what is meaningful to you is worth it in the long haul. So anyways, this was my list of everything that I thought about when I thought what authenticity is not. I'd love to hear from you. What does authenticity mean to you? What does authenticity not mean to you? What are the things that you struggle with the most? Is there anything on your path that's meaningful to you, but you're struggling to get there because of other people's opinions, but because of constraints in the external world? Send me a note, Laura@lauraco.com. And once again, thank you so much for tuning in.